you carry the highest level of consciousness. Your consciousness is higher than money. Your consciousness is higher than any success out there. Your consciousness, your level of consciousness is higher than anything physical out there, any physical success, right? A car, a house, whatever it is. You have a higher level of consciousness. So when you let money lead, you are letting a lower level of consciousness lead. When you let your failure lead, you are letting a lower level of consciousness lead. When you let success lead, you're also letting a lower level of consciousness lead, right? It's you. And there are people out there that are self-made and they haven't changed. They haven't changed because they've earned the money. They haven't changed because they're successful outwardly. They haven't changed because of what they've got. We know, therefore, that they are leading themselves. You've all seen it, right? We've all seen it. When somebody wealthy rocks up and money is leading them, right? They're usually egocentric. They don't care about anybody else. They think they're better than everybody else. They feel superior. They'll put you down. They'll swan about. They'll speak badly to wait staff. We've all seen it. Who's leading them? They've lost themselves to money. Now, it's the same thing, whether you've got lots of money or you haven't, are you losing yourself to money? Because you're merging with that lower level of consciousness. And if you let things outside of you lead, like money, and money is the easiest one really, I think, that to talk about, which is why I'm using it so much. But if we let money lead, then we don't have an independent vibration. We can't expand as quickly, right?